Audio magic.
Hopefully.
Most likely.
Okay.
We gotta sort out your audio issues.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're your issues. Okay. But they're definitely not my issues.
Okay.
Great. Thanks for playing along and selling it. Just tap dancing out there. Thin ice.
What were you hoping I would say?
I don't know.
Okay.
Something interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's 397 in a row. Hello and welcome to episode 397 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is...
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
And how's things in British Columbia, Adam? Same as last week?
Pretty much the same. Oh no, actually it's perfect. Perfect in British Columbia.
As it is in August.
Yeah.
August is, if you're looking for somewhere to be in the month of August, the answer is British Columbia, Vancouver.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
I understand that Vancouver's in, I was saying, okay, British Columbia, one, and then if you need further specificity, Vancouver's a spot.
Kind of a good place within British Columbia.
I love it. Yeah. Lots to do. What do you, like, I'm talking to the listener right now, like, what is it that you like to do in the summer? Just give you speak for the listener. Give us one thing that the listener would like to do.
Go to the beach.
You can do that in Vancouver.
Sure. Go for a hike.
You can also do that.
Yeah.
What about look at grizzly bears on just the other side of a very thin fence?
Sure. How about eat sushi? Sushi?
Yes, that's probably the number one thing to do. We talked about that. I talked about that with my daughter today, who at 7 years old announced she would like to move to Vancouver for the rest of her life and just eat sushi every day.
Mm-hmm. It is good. Yeah, it's good.
I don't think I tried sushi till I was 29.
Maybe every other day for sushi. I think eventually you'd get tired of it.
I don't know if you ever get tired of it. Not tired of it. Maybe. You get used to it. Never get tired of it.
Okay. Every day. Trust me. Every day, anything. Anything you get tired of every day.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for bringing this down. You're right. You can't have Christmas every day.
Right.
So, point being, we were talking today, like one of our favorite things to do when we are in Vancouver, and we haven't done this in a couple of years, that the summers haven't lined up, is on a nice August evening, get some takeout sushi and go down to one of the plethora of beaches.
Sure.
Now that's not a kids beach thing for us. We like prefer Spanish Banks, or sushi is often second beach.
Okay.
Out by Stanley Park. That's actually fantastic. So there you go. There's all the recommendations you can do in Vancouver in August. It's the place to be. All right. Tübingen also fun though.
Okay.
Not the same. Different. That's why we're not going to stick around. Nobody stays here. There's no staycations here.
The overalls and wooden shoes can be a little hot in the summertime.
Yeah. Leather pants. Right. I don't want to correct you, but overalls, I don't know. My Marky Mark, is this the 80s? What are we doing?
Okay, sorry.
Late 80s, early 90s, I suppose. So we'll probably go to Italy again. I think did we go last year? No, 2 years ago. I'm not even sure. We're going to go on vacation, which is why this episode will be shorter.
Maybe,
unless that beeping in the background makes it longer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there a garbage truck backing up into your bedroom?
No, someone's car alarm somewhere.
Yeah. Love it. We don't have those here. I don't think we have car alarms here.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking now, in the 10 years I've been here, I don't think I've ever heard one.
The funny thing is I've never heard of a car being stolen around here, but yet you hear car alarms going off a lot.
Yeah. Whenever I hear that, I'm like, hurry up and steal that thing. Get it out of here.
Yeah.
Honestly, that noise is killing me. So anyways, point being is we're right into our summer schedule. Let me try that again in English. we're right into our summer schedule, and that means we're going to do some shorter episodes because one or both of us are likely on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably back at this point. I don't know who's going when and leaving. So we're recording a few ahead of time. Spoiler alert.
Just good podcasting.
Yeah. So there you go. Amazon, if you need longer episodes, go to Amazon, buy them there, click through our site.
Sure.
Help us out. So point being, we're heading to Italy because Tübingen, not your summer vacation destination.
Okay.
We want the Mediterranean. Or the Adriatic. We're not sure yet. All right. Reminder, monthly challenge for August is Blue Hour. Have you done yours yet?
No.
No, I agree. Wait until you're at the lake or something, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Burnaby Lake.
Sure.
Okay.
What about you? Have you done yours?
No. No, no, no. No.
Okay.
I'll do it the day before.
Okay.
Just like always. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be blue then. So in the what's going on department, do you have stuff going on?
Sort of, kind of. I'll be going on vacation soon, so
mm-hmm.
that's about it. I just kind of getting myself prepared for vacation. That's about what's going on. We took it easy this weekend. We went to fireworks. That's probably something worth saying what's going on.
I love the fireworks.
Fireworks down in Vancouver, mm-hmm. on the water, pretty awesome.
And pretty crowded?
Very crowded, but still awesome. On the beach, there's plenty of room. So, you know, in spite of the fact that there's tons of people, you can definitely find yourself some space without being up against the next person.
Surprisingly orderly. When yeah. you leave, come and going, like it really shouldn't be. It should be a complete gonger, but it's pretty solid.
Yeah, and we stayed down in Vancouver. My sister-in-law let us have her place for the night, so we didn't have to deal with trying to get out of Vancouver afterwards, which is the reason why we wouldn't go.
Right, that's the hot move. We have a friend who used to live right downtown on right on Davie there. And so we would go and just basically watch. You could watch the fireworks from the top of her apartment building, which is pretty cool, a big giant deck up top. And then just watching the sea of humanity navigate Denman Street and Davie. And should I start naming all the streets down there?
Sure, yeah.
You want to hear all of them?
People will have that reference. Yeah.
What's it, Pacific Boulevard, the one that loops around?
Yeah. It is.
That's the one that year I got pulled over for doing accidentally doing 60 kilometers an hour in a 30 zone. I thought I didn't know it was a 30 zone. I should have known, but I didn't know. And then I handed him my driver's license, which happens to be a German driver's license. And then I spoke German to him, and he let me go.
Oh, that's a hot move.
Just gave me a warning. All right, hey, you know the rules here, right? Yeah. Yeah, natürlich. And, all right, slow it down. He's like, must be. See you later, buddy. $300 in my pocket right there. Anyways, baseball, we swept this weekend.
Okay, so is it over?
One more weekend.
Oh, okay.
But I forgot to tell you, remember last time, a couple episodes ago, I was telling you we had, that our pitcher got ejected for no reason. Bad umpiring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with an automatic 2-game suspension.
Right.
League overturned it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, not for the umpire, it's not. That's a vote of non-confidence in him.
Right.
Right there, but it worked out for us. And so, he came in, was able to coach first game and pitch second game as usual. So, nice to get a sweep against the other team vying for first, so still in first place. Personally, had a pretty good day. End up banging three doubles off the fence. And for the listeners at home, you should know that my swing has not been this dialed in for a long, long time.
So what you're saying is a good way to go out like Big Poppy. It's a good sort of celebration of your final season.
If I retire. We'll see.
Okay.
I can't now. Actually, honestly, the way I'm stroking the ball is like, wait a second. Hang on a sec. We can't. We'll see how it goes next weekend.
Right.
Next Sunday is, by the time you're listening to this, it was those games have been played. And if we win, if we sweep next weekend as well, we're guaranteed first place.
And then the playoffs.
No playoffs. Doesn't work that way.
Just over.
Yeah, there's relic, because the way it works here is according to the second Bundesliga. So we would then, if we chose to go up, there's the relegation and promotion, and so we could choose to opt for promotion and go back to the first league,
right?
And then at that point we'd have to do some sort of a playoff or just go. I'm not sure. And then, but we're not doing that yet. As far as I know, as far as I'm telling. I'm not sure that the cat's out of the bag yet, but that's not our plan. We want to stay one more year and build up the young kids. So, anyways, this is boring enough. Did you shoot anything interesting? You had one saved up from last week.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I don't have anything other than we went down to the beach for the fireworks. You'll see in my challenge photo that I used a picture from Kitsilano Beach, which is close to Spanish Banks, where we've talked about many times in the past.
It's not that close.
But the beach down in Vancouver, how about that? It's close, yeah. close in that regard. But we went down early and we hung out on the beach. And so I snapped some photos just hanging out at the beach, and that was fun. As far as interesting goes, I mean,
what time did you go to the beach?
We went to the beach after dinner. The fireworks were at 10, or scheduled to start at 10, and we went down for dinner. We were probably at the beach just before 8, something like that. Okay. So we were there for the best time, basically, you know, see the magic hour, and then leading up until, you know, a blue hour, and then the fireworks themselves. Although I did not take a single picture of fireworks. I took some photos of just, you know, the scene, a couple of pictures of my wife and my kids just kind of hanging out on the beach. And then I took a few photos that I thought could be used as challenge photos, knowing that we were going to tape a number of episodes in close proximity. You might see, that's a spoiler, you might see other photos related to this beach trip in the next couple of episodes. But yeah, that was just, again, go to a beautiful place at the right time of day. You don't need any lights. You don't need any fancy camera. I could have done probably pretty good on my wife's iPhone. So just good time to take photos.
It really is. And just, you know, again, for the listeners, Vancouver is a little bit further north than, like, say, Los Angeles. And so it does tend, in the summer months, it tends to get darker rather late, which is surprising to some people. And I know if, so I guess that's why the fireworks start at like 10, 10:15 or whatever that is. It needs to get dark enough.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if down in Los Angeles, I think it's probably dark at like 8:30 or ish.
I can't dispute you there, 'cause I don't know.
Well, you've been to California. Do you not pay attention to tide tables, sunsets?
At this time of year, I wouldn't have guessed that it would have been that different, but there you go.
Quite a bit. The main reason, like, it first came to light was I was working on a movie a long time ago with the Hollywood film crew up in Vancouver, and we were doing night shoots, and they couldn't believe how long we had to wait until it was dark. Like, it was like we couldn't start rolling until after 10 something. And then even then, it was like at 4:30 in the morning, got to stop. It's that short. The nights are that short. And we're not even north. Like, you go way up north, like, you can play golf 24 hours a day. So, all right. Another fun fact for nobody. Okay. Let's get right into the photo challenge then.
Okay.
And yours, so it was sunshine. You were worried that there wasn't going to be sunshine.
Yeah, the forecast was not good. As it turned out, it was actually pretty nice all weekend.
So I think it depends on which forecast you were reading, because I did a little Googling before I issued the challenge. I did Google it to make sure that you would have sunshine in that window. And whichever website I went to said 100% A-OK.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be much cooler than it turned out to be too. So it was pretty hot all weekend. So yeah, I think that, again, it's forecasting weather. It's, you never know if you look one day out or 2 days out what you're going to get. But no, as it turned out, it was pretty nice.
Okay, so what's going on in your shot here?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm sitting, or actually I'm standing on the beach and just kind of shooting a perspective shot of a lifeguard in their tower looking down at a dock where, you know, people are, well, in, at this moment standing on the dock, but, you know, basically people going in and out of the water, and sun is low in the sky. You can see a whole bunch of ships on the water, some sailboats, everyone kind of out there getting themselves set for the fireworks. And mm-hmm. the mountains, and I mean, all that is Vancouver. This is very much a Vancouver, and for those who know, a Kitsilano perspective, looking this way, where you don't see the city at all. You're looking out to the mountains and to the sun.
Yep, city's behind you. Is that Vancouver Island in behind, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think it's up towards the Nanaimo side of it, but not quite Nanaimo. I don't know. I'm not a geographer.
I'm not good enough with the islands, but yeah, I believe you're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is about, I'm going to say about 20, 25 minutes before sunset.
Yep.
It's about right, because I've been here, I used to live down here, as did you, many, many years ago. Seems like a different time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
And Kitts Beach and the area has all changed quite a bit, built up a fair, it was always bustling, but it's kind of built up a lot of new stuff built up around there. But it is one of my favorite places, and it's kind of funny, I feel that like Kitts Beach is sort of the young person's beach.
Yes, definitely.
Like the young cool kids go down there and have the Lululemon shorts, and then it's Jericho and Spanish Banks. That's where all the oldies like ourselves go and hang with the family.
That's right.
Yeah, but so I used to spend a lot of time. Love it. Love the colors down here. So this picture really takes me back, and you can tell this is a fireworks night. Because there are a lot of sailboats out there.
Yeah.
And typically, you know, in terms of the tankers, it's kind of nice like that. Those are generally there no matter what. But you'll see maybe one or two sailboats, but never that many parked. So it's kind of nice to add that out, you know, to have that in your shot. And you chose to shoot this 20 minutes before sunset and not right at sunset.
Correct.
Because...
I was taking this shot to get a shot done so that I could go play football on the beach with my son.
Okay. No, there's nothing wrong with taking it this time. I mean,
this was, again, just a good time to get a shot. And like I said, this, in terms of my priority of things I was going to do at the beach, this was not my number one priority, sad to say.
Right, but it still worked out. I think we got like a lot of really good elements here.
Yeah, I like the dock. The dock really was kind of, you know, nice golden light, and I thought, oh, that's kind of what I want. And then I thought I could just shoot the dock, and I took a couple of pictures, you know, in silhouette from different angles, like a lower perspective to bring the people up into the sky, and you know, there were some kids who were jumping off and throwing each other into the water, and I thought, oh, that could be a good shot. But then I thought, from a standpoint of sunshine, I really liked, you know, where the lifeguard stand was and just the perspective of their kind of watchtower looking down at the dock. So that's what I decided to go with.
Mm-hmm. And that's what kind of makes us great. I mean, also we get to learn about seek, slip, slap, slop.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, I was worried you weren't going to do that. No, so I'm glad you included it. I didn't want to include that in the challenge, but you did. So what's really good about this is, first of all, I love the colors. I love the blue in the top of the sky, the orange down below, and that dividing line. The way the mountains of the island are backlit and create those colors, like that's a very, very specific, I wouldn't say specific color. I guess it probably exists in nature somewhere else, but it is Vancouver. Like that, to me, that's exactly what Vancouver is. Like I see those and I think, okay, yeah, I know where this is. And then having the reflection off the water with a tanker centered right in the middle, and then the exposure, we get like I like the little glint of light off the lifeguard's glasses,
yeah,
which kind of lights up, you know, separates his face. He has a little bit of backlighting, although it's from the front. It's his front. It's reference to the camera. It is backlighting, and then just enough shadow detail to read the sign and whatnot. Did you lift that up in post?
Yeah, I did. Lifted it up a bit. Because I agree, I wanted to see just enough of what the sign set in the fact that, you know, the writing for the lifeguard and whatnot. So that was my biggest decision, is to figure out how much to bring back so that you could read it. So again, I kind of just seasoned a taste with this one.
So what did you expose for when you shot it?
I really wanted the silhouette, and I wanted the colors of the sky to be nice and dark. And then I wanted I wanted to have enough light on the dock. Like, I wanted the dock was kind of my focus. And then I knew the lifeguard was going to fall to some version of silhouette. I didn't want it to be completely black, because then I thought I didn't know if I'd be able to save much of that. And right. So, I mean, my focus was primarily because it was a sun challenge or sunshine or whatever we said it was that I didn't want the sun to be all blown out, and I wanted the dock to be gold. So that was kind of where the colors fell. And then everything else, like I said, I could play around with a little bit in post to bring up some shadow detail.
Mm-hmm. Well, job well done. All right. Camera lens combo.
This was the 5D Classic with the 50 millimeter.
God, I love that thing.
Yeah, it's a good combo. It's a good take anywhere combo.
The universe must know how I feel about this camera, because I'm getting a lot of YouTube suggestions lately. Like, you know how it's like, I guess it's like a you might like or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Mine normally says you might like to go outside once in a while, but it actually I've been getting a lot of suggestions that for videos like why the 5D is the best cheap camera you can buy, or whatever the titles are. But it's a lot of people recommending going out and seeking out a 5D Classic, which Adam and I highly recommend doing. Even if you, no matter what else you're shooting, you can probably, if you do your homework and really look around, I'm guessing you can probably find one for $250 right now.
Yeah, in my head, I was thinking, you know, somewhere between $250 and $300. Yeah.
Yeah. So that will be money well spent. So check it out. All right. So have a look at mine. See, this is, we don't have the ocean here. So I had to shoot mine at the pool. A very, very common thing, a pool day. We go every single day. I just got back from the pool right this second before we started recording.
Okay.
Once again, that's the fourth useless fact. We're going for six this episode.
Okay.
But anyway, so I shot this one at the pool yesterday.
And so they have sand outside and around?
That is tile. That's like cement stones.
Oh, okay. Now I see the grooves in it. At first, I thought it was just sand. They were lying.
Yeah, it makes sense. Actually, there is a sand area, which never occurred to me to shoot in. But we were back there playing in the sand. But that's way out. The pool and tubing is massive. Like, it is just, like, the pool itself is big, but then there's just the area that goes out behind, and there's volleyball courts and basketball courts and soccer field and everything built in, and there's a whole sand area, like a fake beach and whatnot. So I could have shot it there, but I chose to shoot it right by the pool.
Okay.
So the big challenge here was making sure there's almost nobody in the shot. There's one person in this one, but the pool is so crowded that it's difficult to get everybody out of it.
Right. And the sunglasses, are those your daughter's sunglasses?
No, she was not one of the extras in Boogie Nights. Those are mine.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
My sunglasses and my wife's sunglasses, and that's her cousin. So it's okay. Her cousins having some pool time together.
Right.
So.
No, that's cute.
That's okay. That's about it.
That's what you're going for, right?
Yeah. You know, and then kind of played with the faded the colors a little bit and brought up the shadows, and just to sort of keep the detail in there and make a little faded sort of older look to it.
Right.
A little bit of that, just to make it somewhat interesting. Shot it on the 40D, the 30mm lens, but shot it at a f2, which I don't normally do. I don't normally go that wide open. I usually stick around f4, but I just kind of wanted to get rid of that background as best I could and keep the focus on them.
Okay.
So that's that. All right. Topic this week. What will you take on vacation, camera-wise? What is your plan? Like, first of all, I don't know where you were on vacation, because once again, you're listening to this, Adam's probably back already.
Yeah.
So we will talk about your pictures later on when we record again. But Where is it that you're heading?
A Soyuz, same as the last couple of years, and we've talked about it on the podcast and shown numerous pictures from previous trips. But we're going to go to Soyuz and probably just one night. I think it's just one night in Kelowna to visit some friends. So Kelowna and a Soyuz.
So my advice to you, right out of the gate, leave your wedding ring at home.
Yeah, that's right. That was a problem last year.
Yeah, it's hard to meet chicks on the beach when you have your wedding ring on.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was when you lost it for overnight, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, a day and a half. Yeah.
Oh man, good times. Yeah, listen back for that one. That was a fun story. But okay, so you're going up to Lake Country.
Yeah.
Just probably spend pretty much every day at the lake.
That's correct. That's what you do.
Camping? You're in a cabin. What are you doing?
I guess it's a cabin. It's a motel, but it's like nice. It's a nicely furnished two bedroom. I guess you'd I think you'd call it a motel because it's not like it's not a hotel. So yeah.
Does your front door open to the parking lot?
No, it opens to the beach, but it opens to outside. So that's I think where it classifies as a motel.
Sure. Well, motel means motor hotel. So you can pull your car up to the front door.
Oh, you can't.
That's where the name comes from. But in theory, you're probably at a motel or a cabana or something. Not the point. My point is you're not staying in a tent.
No. And it's very nice and has a private beach and it's perfect.
Okay. So but the point is it'll also have, power. If you're staying in a tent, that's one thing. Maybe you pack different camera stuff, but now you're staying inside. You have a little bit of room. What are you going to take camera-wise?
I'm going to take a tripod.
You are?
I usually do. I have that very small compact tripod. I'm going to take that because I like to take at least a couple of just family shots where I'm going to be in the photo. And so I don't like to bother other people to take the photo. Plus, they usually don't do it right. So I will bring the tripod just because it's compact. It's
the original selfie stick.
Easy to pack. Yeah, it's the original selfie stick. But I'm going to take that and then basically just take the 5D with, as I mentioned, the 5D with the 50mm. That'll be my setup and probably throw one flash in, even though I think I'm pretty unlikely I'm going to use it, but I'll probably throw one flash in the bag just because I have that compact little camera travel bag that fits that setup perfectly.
Right. And possibly a CTO?
Yeah, I'll probably throw the whole gel set in because it's a little sleeve that, again, takes up no room. But that's my combo. And then maybe take the little Sony camera as well.
Okay, so yeah, extra one, right? With the zoom lens, right?
Yeah, I like that one almost perfect for just, if I want to pack super light, if we go somewhere and I just want to have a camera in my pocket. So that, taking even the 50 millimeter with the 5D Classic is sometimes more than I want to have on my person. So
right.
the little camera is perfect if I just want to throw it in my pocket. Plus, it's great for panos. I mean, I don't want to have to take 50 shots on the 5D and stitch them together. If I just want a cool looking pano, I think the photo I took last year was a pano of kind of the a Soyuz sort of valley where the water is. And I love that photo. And that was just a pure in-camera pano taken on the Sony camera.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, the RX3, the original pocket rocket.
Right. Now, so do you have a couple of batteries for your 5D?
Yeah, I have about three or four, I think.
Some really? Okay.
Yeah. So I have a full little setup because they go, you chew through them pretty quick.
This is one of the rubs. I mean, for all the, that's what you get for your $250. Is great photos, bad battery.
Yeah.
So I have three of those. They happen to fit the 40D and the 5D Classic have the same battery.
Oh, that's good.
Not the same as the 5D Mark II or Mark III, but those are, yeah. But so I have three of those, which is kind of nice to have. And you're never, as long as like you're able to charge one while you're using the other two, you're never without.
Yeah.
So that's always the move to do. So, like I said, that's why I asked if you had power, because nice to be able to charge your batteries if you're shooting with those ones.
You got it.
Now we're taking the RV down, like I said, down, looks like down to Italy, down to Tuscany again, and do some camping. We may or may not have power. I don't know if we're going to have that. But I do have chargers. I'm going to take my X100 for sure. That's kind of that was the whole plan all along. Why I bought that camera. So portable. Cannot believe how portable it is. I just love it. Battery life is really, I think, great. I mean, some people would like more, I suppose, but I love it. But I bought a couple of extra batteries, so I now have 3 batteries. And I have a charger that will run off the solar panel of the RV.
Oh, that's handy, yeah.
Yeah, so even if we do not plug in anywhere, I will have no problem charging my phone or batteries for that. So that's fantastically handy. And so I thought to myself, that will probably do it. That'll cover everything I need, except there's a few photos from the beach in Italy that we took a couple of years ago that I shot with the 85 mil.
Okay.
That I really like. Some sunset stuff with the 85. And so I'm pretty sure I'm going to take the 5D Mark I and the 85 mil as my secondary camera.
Okay.
And just bring it out for portrait time, which, you know, I think, oh, do I need to take portraits? Just enjoy your vacation. But it's pretty picturesque down there. And so I figure I'll get a few few keepers for sure. So we'll have the space. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have it all ready to go. And if there's no space, I'll leave it. But I'm sure I can find somewhere. Take the spare tire out or something like that.
Sure.
Don't need that. So that's my plan. And I, like yourself, I'll probably take a flash. Maybe 2. Strictly because buying the SB26 that has the optical trigger built in,
mm-hmm.
Absolute game changer. Just cannot tell you how much I love that flash. I use it all the time. It works great as a rim light. You just quickly throw it up, bam, off it goes. It works like a charm. I've never had it misfire. Love it. No fuss, no muss. It's just great. And so it's very easy to pack too. I'll probably pack one of my cheap $20 flashes with the wire. Leave the wireless at home so I don't need to worry about those batteries. So I have a cable, which is probably false now that I think about it, because I can't trigger that with the X100. It doesn't have a plug. So it might be one wireless coming.
Okay.
And then the second flash. That'll be it. It's very, very small. Maybe the Gorillapod and off to the races.
Nice.
Keep it simple. And the other last thing is card space. Cards are so big and so cheap now. You really don't have to worry. You're not going to fill it on your vacation, even shooting raw. Is what I find. Anyway, so.
I agree. Wholeheartedly, they're huge. So yeah, I guess we had a discussion in the past, just a question of whether you bring a spare just in case something happens.
Oh, sure. No, yeah, I will bring a couple spares, but in case you get a corruption or something like that, which has not happened, but we'll bring them just in case. I mean, worst case, you pop over to the store and buy a couple more, or have Amazon deliver them right to the beach now with a drone.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. So all right, so that's what we're taking. Very small camera bag. I might not even take a camera bag. I might just pack it all by hand. Good enough for me. All right. Monthly challenge for this month, for the month of August, is Blue Hour. I expect to take mine on vacation, as does Adam, I'm yep. sure. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, or hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram. We will check that out when we get back. And next week's challenge. Summer.
Sweet.
Yes, it is. All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And you can find mine at AlanAtridge.com. The two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.